Blog Talk Radio.
Only people out there, organization, that can give you a no risk with the IRS is not any CPAs, any attorneys out there. HR Block, right? TurboTax, they give you zero guarantees. Freedom also give you a complete guarantee that you will not be hurt by the IRS, right? By the way, what we have also covers you, goes without saying, from going to prison, either way, by the way, as on the Royal Freedom Package or Short Freedom Plan, because we are relying on the law as published on government's own official legal website, okay? So about this lifetime money guarantee for any IRS issues, that is a huge leap forward from compared to 7-year million-dollar guarantee. It's the rest of your life and no dollar limit. 100 million, a billion, yes. Freedom Law School, with 27 years of experience of winning, beating the crooks and criminals, and the IRS exposing them, we'll be there behind you and cover you. Okay? Now, let's look at the old Royal Freedom Package. The problem was this. Look at the second part. Since the membership prices for the Royal Freedom Package were kept as low as possible to allow lower-income Americans to join, we never were able to have a sizable fund for initiating lawsuits against the corrupt governmental agencies like the IRS and have enough funds to support many truth-telling news platforms who tell you the truth as opposed to crooked mainstream media we in America we have that deceives and enslaves American people, and not the funds to be able to support election campaigns of freedom-oriented, constitutional, honest politicians like Congressman Ron Paul of Texas. Remember him, guys? He was a congressman for 76 forwards for many years, ran for president 08 and 12. Okay, he almost got the Republican nomination, which if he'd had, he would have beaten Obama, not the phony Republican Romney, right? We got to get Ron Paul's into halls of local, state, and federal offices that believe in freedom, believe in a constitutionally limited government, folks. But we never could fund that because we try to keep the membership price as low as possible. And that did not give us, because I was trying to keep the program as low price as possible, it just didn't able to do it like we need to do, okay? Now, let's go to the right side, okay? And now we can have a sizable fund to initiate lawsuits against the corrupt government agencies like the IRS, support and fund many truth-telling news platforms, elect freedom-oriented constitutional politicians. Yes, that is key, folks. After all, the purpose of the Royal Freedom Package and the Restore Freedom Plan are the same. Restoring honest, limited government that protects American people's rights as declared in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution for the letter and the spirit of these documents. Well, that has not changed at all. But the way we go about it has been now improved. Okay? So, this is a huge difference. And remember, on the old Royal Freedom Package, because the prices were kept as low as possible, we never could raise enough. Now, we can raise the funds. Now, here is the key solution. On the old Royal Freedom Package, on the bottom left, you see, same price was for everyone who wanted to be a member. In 2021, $9,900 to start for the first year and $6,000 a year each year after that, regardless of your income. So, for example, a student making $40,000 a year you pay the same as a student making $200,000 or even $100 million a year. Right? The huge gap in asset protection needs. Okay? Of the guys that make more, they need more protection. This made membership out of reach of many low-income families who wanted to be a member. And at the same time, folks, our members that made a lot more paid the people that paid made a lot less than them. Okay? So now by giving lifetime unlimited dollar coverage, that's a huge, folks. That's a huge responsibility that took on to cover you. No matter how much IRS may come after you, for millions or hundreds of millions or more, that's a huge responsibility, folks. It's for the rest of your life. To make that happen, here's what we have to do in addition. Okay, let's look at the right side. A sliding scale structure designed to match your personalized asset protection needs, income, other considerations that previously might have made membership unobtainable for many, okay? So I'll give you an example. A student making $40,000 a year would now pay only $2,000 a year, okay, to match that person's asset protection needs, because someone making $40,000 a year, IRS would come after them for only that much, right? But look, somebody that makes more, okay, but at the same time, we're able to protect a student making $100 million or more. But how can I give the same level of protection for someone who makes $100 million or more by charging the same fee? I can't. The guy that makes more needs more protection because IRS could potentially come after for more money. They have to contribute more. So now the people who make a lot more money can join also, and we give them a great deal, a lifetime unlimited guarantee. And with their sizable contributions of the more higher dollar income people, now we have a bigger fund, freedom fund to initiate lawsuits, freedom lawsuits, to support news platforms that educate and inform Americans as opposed to crooked mainstream media, as well as electing honest, freedom-seeking, constitutional-oriented statesmen to represent us in government. Now we can do all that stuff. More people with lower income can join, and higher income people, now they say, hey man, I can join your program because you are charging enough to protect me that make millions or hundreds of millions or billions, because folks, we're basing it upon the more you need protection for us to help you, defend you, and potentially, if we don't do a great job, cover you, it's only reasonable that that person pays more. So that is the reason why we made the change. It's for everybody, win-win. Now, for our students that I promised are existing Royal Freedom Package members, that in 2023, the membership will be $6,000 with a 70 guarantee. Guess what? That you'll still have if that is what you want for 1 year. For new people, the old Royal Freedom Package is not available. For the old members, you have a choice. You can convert to the new program or the unlimited coverage, okay, or the existing $70 million guarantee at Royal Freedom Package for 1 year only. That is your choice. For more information on that, go to our website or call Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800. Speak to one of our freedom activists who will guide you on that, part of that process. And folks, remember, now you can be involved in a total win-win for all of us. You're completely covered for life, no matter how much, maybe a little or a lot that you make. You're covered. At the same time, we have the funds necessary to restore freedom like we always intended. So with that, folks, I want to invite you to one more thing. While you're at it, talk to your friends, family members, coworkers. Tell them about Freedom Law School. Tell them that we have the solution to restore freedom. Restore Freedom Plan, or the Restore Freedom Fund is there to restore freedom. So text them on our website. Tell them, look, this guy says based upon U.S. government's official legal websites, the people of the 50 states who are not federal workers are not required to file, pay any income taxes. If I'm wrong on this, please let me know. I respect your opinion. I respect your input. Please correct me if I'm wrong. You email them, text them, and suggest as they drive in the car to watch the 9-minute video on the front page of our website, freedomlawschool.org. Yes, not to watch at home. They will not do it. In the drive to or from work or shopping or other places, listen to it in your car on your smartphone, right? And then after that, they can go home and while they're having dinner or lunch, have work or home, watch the video, the same presentation. They can see the laws for themselves. That is the first step. Unless you can show them that, folks, they will not come around. Remember, we have these Restore Freedom Drainage Swamp brochures, folks, that we put together beautifully done, okay? Very nice. Okay, the whole 7 steps are in here, okay? And we mail them to you as many as you like to send out to people, give out to people. You hand out even from supermarkets. Be sure to put your name on here and a phone number on there. So when someone says, I got this brochure from somebody, has your name on it and your number. Oh, David Jones with this number. We'd be sure to thank you by giving you 50% of that person's first year membership to you for taking the time and reaching out to fellow Americans. Educate them. Give them a chance to see that they need to follow the law, that based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 99% of Americans to file pay income tax. They can join our Restore Freedom Plan to take America back. With that, folks, I give you my love. I want you to be free and happy and hopefully meet you all someday very soon in person. All right, we're done with that then. Okay. So, folks, I'm going to go to your questions now. All right. Anybody have any questions about any Freedom IRS questions or state tax agencies? Let me know. You can turn the volume down a little bit for me. And we have 2 calls with questions. Area code 915, area code 310. Remember, folks, that to give me only your first name when you ask your question for your privacy. Okay. I heard about Freedom Law School. And then your questions. And remember to call in. The number is 657-383-1755. And push 1 on your telephone keypad. That lets you know you have a question. So let's go to everybody one at a time. 915 area code, 310 area code, and then a call from area code 720. I'll take all your questions in turn. All right, from area code 915, my friend, you're on. First name.
Yes, sir.
Hi, you heard about us, your question.
My name is Daniel Arnold. Yes, sir, my name is Daniel Arnold. One of your videos on YouTube, that's how I heard about you.
How do you
my question
that?
Is,
before we got our channel got closed down recently, the new one or the old one?
It's been probably almost 2 years ago that
old one, yeah, gotcha. All right, very good. All right, Daniel, how am I helping, my friend?
My question is, last year I was laid off from work for a little while, so I collected some unemployment. I live in Texas, and I'm wondering, do I have to file? I got a 1099-G from the unemployment agency. Do I need to file for that with that 1099-G?
Let me ask you, who made the check to you, the state of Texas or the federal government?
Well, it's from the Texas Workforce Commission.
Then that money was not coming from federal government. I'm liable for income tax on that. Remember, the only people that must pay federal income taxes are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and anybody who performs functions of federal public office, like federal employees and federal contractors. You're none of those, so you're free, Daniel.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to make sure, because I remember when I signed up, they said that you had to pay taxes on it. So, like, when I got started getting unemployment, they said you had to pay taxes. So I just wanted to verify, see what your thought was. So thank you, sir. I appreciate
that. Well, check it out. But remember, watch our videos on the front page of our website, castfreedomlawschool.org. Right there on the front page, the nine-minute video on our website is your start. And that has the link to the longer, more complete presentation. Okay. Also, if you read the petitions on our website written to Congress, they explain it in a written format completely for you. So read about it, educate yourself. You're in good shape, my friend.
All right. Thanks, sir. Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Daniel. My pleasure. Let's go to caller from here, code 310 from West Los Angeles. I used to live out there in Brentwood, my friend. What's your name? Where do you live in L.A.?
Hi, this is Michael from Santa Monica.
Oh, from the Communist Republic of Santa Monica. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you used to live there, Michael. How can I help you, my friend?
I heard about you many years ago through YouTube video, and I know YouTube has been so good to you, so, you know, I don't support them. but anyways, here's my so here's my question. I liquidated some of my dad's metals, gold and silver, with this broker, and, you know, he has cancer, and it's really, you know, I need to take care of him. But the broker who did that did not tell me that I had to fill out a W-9 before they did that. They did not tell me the documents they'd be giving me. So now they liquidated the metal, and I'm thinking the W-9, I understand I'm not liable for taxes because I'm not a citizen of Washington, D.C., but I also have a 508C1A. It's a church exempt organization. If I had to fill out a W-9, would that be a better route, since, you know, in the IRS code book, it's 508C1A. C1A is still, you know, tax exempt.
Look, many people create these so-called tax-exempt entities, church or otherwise, even though what they're doing is not really for charitable purposes and is not properly under the federal law, you know, nonprofit. And the IRS is looking into the abuse of that whole thing. The bottom line is you don't need to be exempt because you're immune. The federal income tax never applied to you in the first place, Michael. Okay? California is a separate country than Texas, New York, Florida, or the District of Columbia. If you are from District of Columbia or your dad, then you guys must pay federal income taxes because that applies to citizens and residents of the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. Now, the broker falsely forced you to give your money. You must allow the W-9. You say, no, you give them my money. You cannot steal my money, hold my money. Okay, that's my money. You have no right to put conditions on giving my money. Okay, now have you filled out the W-9 already or not, by the way?
I've waited to speak with you, so I haven't filled it out. But they did cash out a lot of gold and silver. If I had known that they were going to force me to do a W-9, I would have never done this.
How much did you cash out?
Over 50. Okay.
Okay,
they liquidated. They sold it on the market. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. It's not a big deal because at most they use the W-9 to create a 1099 snitch form and send that to the IRS. However, what you should know, I covered this in my videos in step 3. IRS is mostly bluff. IRS doesn't use those W-2s at 1099 to come after you.
Right, right.
Wait a minute, they know about me. They got the 1099. It doesn't matter. They're leaving non-files alone. But remember, once you join the Restore Freedom Plan, you'll be covered anyhow. Anything comes out as a result of that, guess what? You'll be covered. So you can go on your own if you want to. You should be fine. Or join the Restore Freedom Plan, and we completely cover you. But I wouldn't sweat over it. You know,
right. No, I'm not.
If you can find them, don't give them nothing. If you can find them, tell them nothing. Demand they give you your money. So you sold my money, give it to me. Stand firm. They already sold it. They got to hold on to your money. I have to give it to you. It's your money.
Okay. So I have to ask the company, what if I don't move forward on a W-9 because it wasn't disclosed to me that I had to fill one out beforehand? Then I have to find out what they're going to...
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So you sold my assets. You must give it to me. Tell me you do.
Okay, I see. So I'm going to do that step one. And I understand that I'm not a citizen of Washington, D.C. I'm also very savvy with cryptocurrency, where I know how to hold funds in over-collateralized stablecoin with the hard key wallet. Nobody can touch that. So I'm very savvy with that part of, you know, holding money. The only thing I was calling for feedback is I don't have a personal bank account. So let's say I don't care about the W-9. Let's say I'm like, okay, just give me my money. I don't have a personal bank account. I either have a business bank account or I have my 508c1a, which is the church. I can just give them my EIN number for my church, and then that's it. Let them do it on the W-9. What I was asking you is just, I see that as a safer route if they're to harass me later or they're to bully me later.
That's your decision to make. I cannot legally recommend that because these entities to be filed to tax exempt, there's strict requirements that many people do not do properly. But if you want to choose that route, that's available to you. Instead of your personal bank account, you can that you're free to do that if you wish.
Right, yeah. But my first route is I'm going to ask them, hey, I never knew about the W-9. What if I don't want to move forward? If, you know, because it wasn't up front. I'll go that route first.
Sam, you must give me my money. You can't just demand just give me my money now. I always have to sue you. I mean, maybe what if? You know, there's no what if.
Yeah, the only concern is the only concern is you know, my dad's limited with time with his health. That's the money's really for his procedures that are out of Medicare. So that's why I can't, you know, hold that money up. But
then make at some point make a decision to don't worry about it. Yeah, you know, but the W, but when you join Restore Freedom Plan, we'll help you with that form also, how to correct it under, because we give you under duress, how to minimize the damage on that W-4 form. I have not finished it perfectly to put it on our website for people to do it themselves yet. That's coming up because I'm trying to get as much free information on our website as possible. But right now, if you just join Restore Freedom Plan quickly, we'll get on that issue for you right away and guide you through the process as best as possible. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Payman. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to 720 area code number. My friend, what is your first name? I heard about us. And then your question, please.
My name's Bob. Hi, Payman. I attended one of your health and freedom conferences in March of 2008. So my question is that I'm kind of finding that Social Security, Medicare, and taxes kind of seem to have a little bit of a connection. And I'm 64, so I'm starting to get all this information saying that I have to sign up for all this stuff. And I don't know if you can just opt out or if they're going to try and get you to file federal taxes by accepting, you know, Social Security, and if you start using Medicaid and Medicare, excuse me.
Now,
so,
let me ask you, Bob, did you get the jab, the corona jab?
No, I didn't. And that's part of my concern is I'd just as soon not sign up for any of this stuff because I'm not really interested in that brand of health care, you know.
Then don't do it. Don't do it. That's great. Congratulations.
Well,
you already made the right choice.
Well, thank you. The other thing is that that they said that they connected the Medicare now to Social Security. Now, I don't know if I even get any Social Security because I was self-employed, and like I say, about 10 years ago, I filed a couple of zero tax returns, and then after that, I haven't filed any tax returns at all, and I just assumed stay out of the system.
There you go.
So, but
even better.
But is any of this stuff going to require me to, you know, start filing returns or be connected to anything?
Nope.
Okay. So basically just stay out of the whole thing if I want, and and there shouldn't be any penalties or anything like that. There's nothing they can really do about that, right?
Yeah. Penalty for what?
Well, I'm starting to get all these messages in the mail, and they're saying, well, if you don't sign up for this right away, there's going to be penalties later, and I'm not expecting to sign
up late. If you sign up late, but you don't intend to sign up for Medicare anyway, so it doesn't matter. Leave that whole socialist plan alone. Stay away from
okay.
the socialists. You're not a socialist. You're a freedom lover. You attended my 2008 freedom rally, my friend. Stay true to your conscience, okay,
well,
and your what you know better. Stay out of that communist system altogether, Bob.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too. By the way, can you point me in the direction of anything to that whole system? Are you aware of anything or not?
Sure. Health of all sorts. Go to westonaprice.org, the number one here. I'll put it on my website, on my screen. It's the number one health and nutrition website in the world that really has stuff that works. Okay, westonaprice.org. Dr. Price by accident found out in the 1930s the key to nutritional health was not plant but animal products. Okay, Weston A. Price Foundation. So go right there, okay? Also, and then on the right-hand side, go to the part that says Introduction to Our Work, okay? Go to Introduction to Our Work to that page, explains a beginner's tour, okay, right here. Take the beginner's tour, educate you about why veganism, vegetarianism is wrong, why you need to eat animal foods that are highly high quality, okay? So... I'm into chiropractic, acupuncture, rolfing, my fascia release, muscle activation technique, homeopathy, you know, natural stuff. The four keys of health are good food. Hold on. Good food, number one, in nutrition. Number two, rest. Yes, sleep is very important for good health.
Yeah.
Number three is some kind of a movement, exercise of any kind, you know, some yoga, running, jumping, you know, moving around, swimming, activities so you get blood circulation going. And four is stress. Be thankful and be happy. Don't let stress eat you. With all that, you're going to be healthier than over 95% of Americans easily, my friend. Okay?
Yeah, you got it. I agree with you on that because, you know, just basic stuff, taking care of yourself, and you don't even need to go to a doctor. I haven't been for many years, but which is one
there
reason why I feel fairly confident doing that, but staying out.
Very
there.
Good. Good, Bob.
Okay,
I got two more calls. Let me get to the questions. Okay, Bob? And I agree.
Thank
right
you.
Now, that's it. You're welcome. My pleasure. We have a call from area code 330, and after him we have a call from area code 425. Okay, now folks, if you have a question, remember the call number 657-383-1755, and push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know you have a question. I will call on you next. Okay, now let's go to the caller we have from area code 330. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Oh, hello. I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
Hello? Yes, okay. So, gosh, I am trying to figure out what
your
to
name.
Do. Oh, hello?
What's your name? Yeah, what is your name?
Oh, Ann, State of Ohio, W4. Now, I already
How did you hear about us? How did you hear from Moscow, Ann?
Oh, Red Pill Expo.
Oh, good. Okay, go ahead. And what's your question?
Yes. So last autumn, I did the exempt from federal income tax based on what was on your website, and I did not realize that that would not automatically also stop the State of Ohio taxes. So State of Ohio taxes were taken out the whole year, and federal were taken out all the way through autumn. And now I was looking at the companies who I work for, their website, and they only give me one choice that I think I can check, and it says I'm exempt from Ohio withholding under RC, and it gives code numbers. I've looked up the code. I think I should check it and say, yes, I'm exempt. The only part I can see is that they have to withhold from any employee who is a taxpayer. And that's the only part that I can argue with and say, well, maybe I'm not a taxpayer. Anyhow, I'm kind of wondering whether you would suggest, say, checking that box and saying I'm exempt under the code, because again, they don't give me the opportunity to just say I'm exempt and give my own reasons. And secondly, what do you think the government, both federal and state, is going to do if I do not file this year for last year? I mean, I have all of these tax forms that have come to the House, one after another, that they've reported either what I earned and what they already took out, and they've probably got their ideas about what extra I owe. So nothing's private.
Okay. First of
so
all,
that's two questions, really.
Right. Let me answer them for you. Right now, I'm working with my researcher on all the various states' state income tax withholding forms. There's 42 states that claim to have a state income tax, like Ohio. Most of them follow the federal government's federal system. Some don't. So these withholding forms are they're unique. So right now, we don't have all the states done. So as we get new Restore Freedom Plan members from different states that have a state income tax, this comes up, we'll research that state's laws of withholding, and now we've done the work for that. Everybody in that state, like Ohio. I don't believe we've done the work for Ohio. At this moment, I'm not sure, okay? So, but doesn't matter whether we've done it or not. Once you join Restore Freedom Plan, we'll get the work done for you, because without me reading the laws of Ohio, look at the forms and the instructions, and look at how it may connect the federal laws or forms and how they relate or not, I cannot honestly give a clear, straight answer on this call. So do your best if you want to be on your own, and yeah, good luck, because you seem like a pretty intelligent lady. Number two, you have to do the homework that I would do on your own. Or if you join the Freedom Plan, we'll do the homework for you as part of your membership and answer this question accurately. Okay?
Okay. I do know one thing. Last year when I called the state and I asked about filing state income tax, and they said you can only file if you file federal first, because you need the number from the federal form to start the state income tax filing procedure.
Right.
So if you don't file federal, you cannot file state. But
correct.
Then they've got these different laws, and they've been taking it out of my paycheck.
Right. But what's funny is we came across as Montana earlier this week, that have a funny system. They follow the federal law, but on the withholding form, they don't. They really do, because the laws say that on income tax in Montana, but the form doesn't make that kind of a specific clarity. So that's why I'm saying that, yes. But what to say on the form, exempt or not, you're really immune. It doesn't apply to you. Exempt means you're covered by the law, and you're claiming some kind of a granted special privilege exemption. Versus immune means it does not apply to you. If you live and work in Egypt or Japan or France, you're immune from Ohio taxes. Same thing if you're from California or Florida, you're immune from Ohio taxes. You're not even there. Exempt means you're subject to tax, but there's some special exemption for you. That's why I don't like to fill out exempt forms, unless it's under duress, like gun, like done before, forms exempt.
Right.
And you got to make it clear why you're doing it under duress, or they're forcing you with a gun, otherwise we would not hire you. So I'm not comfortable giving you 100%
exactly, and they're going
on
to take out a certain amount no matter what, unless you file exempt on the form.
Right. So that exemption needs to be done properly. I would attach my federal exemption, and what really needs to happen is that Ohio exempt form needs to have the proper laws that clearly show you do this under duress with Ohio. That has to be somehow noted and attached to your Ohio state form to be extra safe.
And obviously, okay. I don't have that right now. Okay.
That's why one of the benefits of the Restore Freedom Plan, when you become part of our Solution to Freedom, you know, we want to thank you and reward you and support you in these little situations that come up for you as well. So it's a win-win deal. So consider that. Mm. And let me get your second question. Your second question was about all the forms that were sent to the IRS about you, right, at the state, correct?
Right, that have come to me so that I can do my filing that they expect to have happen. And this would be the first year that I don't do it if I can get the courage up. But I see all these forms, and I know they've got all that evidence, plus they already took out a whole ton of money.
Look, all those forms are sent to the mail to scare you, to make you think, hey, and if you don't file, look, we have David at the IRS. We have Charlie at Ohio State. You know, we have Nancy. They're watching you. They're going to say, oh, look, we got W-2 or 1099. Hey, Steve, Robin, go after her. I got her W-2 1099 right here. She didn't do anything about it. Go after her. It's meant to make you believe that they're watching you, but they're not. They're not using this W-2 1099 information. They're so incompetent and overburdened, and so many tens of millions of non-files, they're leaving non-files alone. Remember, the IRS back in 96 said there was 63 million non-filers. Yes, 63 million. That was back in 96. Now it's about 80 million probably or more. And we know IRS, and you see it on our website, freedomlawschool.org, folks. We have it right there on step 3. Let me show it to you guys. You guys can go to our website. Go to restorefreedom.org, right, your website, or freedomlawschool.org. You know, and you go there. Here we go, 7 steps. Start with 7 steps. Step 3, this one shows you IRS is mostly bluff. They're left non-filers alone officially since 2015. So you don't need to be scared of these thieves, folks. All right, then.
Okay.
Again, you can do it on your own if you want to, okay? I put as much information for you for free as time allows me to produce material to put on our website. If you want to join the Restore Freedom Plan, we'll jump in there for you with both feet and take care of this for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are most welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to the 425 area code. Then we have a call from area code 858 behind you. And let's see, I think that's what we got so far. All right. What's your first name? Have you heard about us? And then your question from area code 425.
My name is Casey. I seen you on YouTube several years ago. And I've got a little bit of confusion here with dealing with the states. Do you guarantee that if the states take money from you that you'll cover that if you're in the Restore Freedom package? Or how does that work? Because it seems like sometimes you're saying that you will cover it, and then others it's like you don't.
Right. Let me clarify that. States is standard not covered. However, on a case-by-case basis, for different reasons and circumstances, it may be covered, but not guaranteed. You have to inquire. Because remember, America's 50 countries plus Washington, D.C. Every country is different. 42 of them claim to do have a state income tax. Guess what? They don't. But of those that claim to have a state income tax, four of what we found so far, the state tax system is independent of the federal tax system. You have to pay income tax. If you have income from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Alabama, I think Mississippi is the last one. So there are more factors that can go into covering you. So if you're interested in that, when you become a Restore Freedom Plan, ask to look into your situation and be able to give a definitive answer. And usually, whatever your regular Restore Freedom Plan membership is for the IRS, your membership to the, for the state, if you allows you to be covered, is anywhere from 20 to 25% more. That's all.
So for right, California?
Cal, are you an employee?
Yes, I am.
No, I'm sorry. For employees, we don't cover that. California is the most aggressive of all state income tax agencies, well organized. Silicon Valley's there. They got updated computers. And, yeah, aggressive or well organized. And employee, you're sitting duck. And do you plan to leave California?
Yeah, that was my next question is I've watched your presentation several weeks ago about if you leave California. See, I don't even reside in California. I have nothing there. I just happened to work there for a couple months last year. And what I'm wondering go ahead.
Okay, if you do not live in California, then yes, we can probably do that. But I don't want to give you a definite yes without Gorman or your situation in more specific detail, because I don't want to promise you something, you know, based upon limited information and end up being wrong. So call us.
Sure.
Okay. We'll ask for one of my specialists.
Let me keep going here.
What's that?
Let me keep going here. So could you walk us through what actions can the state take against you if you follow your recommendation, state you have no assets there, you don't have a bank account, you don't bank in a bank that has a branch in that state. What actions can the state take against you, being that you're living in a whole other state?
They can pound sand.
They can't come and confiscate property, nope. Liens, levies.
Nope. They have no more power over you than if you owe the French government for them to take money from your bank in Germany or Italy, who are separate countries. California is a separate country than Texas, Florida, okay, or New York. None of those states can go in the other states and forcibly take your money.
Okay. What about the IRS? How do they handle your, if you have just one residence that's all you own, will they confiscate that if you get deep into this? And
the question is not can they, the question is how likely it is. You have got to stop asking can. Let me give an answer to your question. Can the roof fall on your head tomorrow or my head tomorrow? Yes, it can.
Sure.
It can. But how likely is it? Very unlikely. Okay. So it's very unlikely for us to take anybody's home, but they can potentially take it in all 50 states, whereas for a state can absolutely not take money from somebody out of their own borders of the state.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that answers it. Now, have you changed? I just tuned in earlier here, and it looked like you had changed the whole packages. I had talked to somebody there probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. Has it changed since then?
Nope. It's the same.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Payman.
You're most welcome, Casey. You're welcome, Michael. Thank you for your question. All right, the call number, we're going to put it out one more time, 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone keypad, push 1. That will let me know you have a question. I will take your question in turn. We have a call from San Diego, California, area code 858. You're live, my friend, your first day. You heard about us. And
Eric,
your question, please.
Yeah, hey, Paymon, it's Eric. I've known about you
Eric,
for a few years.
With a C or a K?
K.
Okay. Very good, my friend. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Came across you on either Facebook or some group like that.
Facebook or Google, you said?
I think it was a Facebook tax group a few years ago.
Okay. Okay, very good. And how am I helping, my friend?
I had a question. It's my understanding, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that the exempt status is only if you're not you don't owe any back taxes and you're not you've got a credit. You've overpaid in the previous years.
What status? X?
The exempt status on a W-4 form.
Okay, exempt on a W-4 form status. Okay, what about it now?
I've tuned in late. Is that what you've been discussing, is the W-4 exempt?
No, I didn't cover that tonight, no. So ask your question.
Okay. Okay, I heard some people talking about the W-4 exempt for their states and federal, and it was my understanding that that was only if you've got a credit or you overpay and you don't think you're going to owe anything for the year.
No.
How do you –
what is your problem?
What's your
what do you help with, my friend? What do you help with,
Eric? Do you recommend people checking that box on the W-4, and how do you navigate the aftermath of dealing with the IRS?
That is on our website, my friend, okay? Let me take it to our website, okay? Let's see. What do we have it here under I think it's under right. Go on the top at freedomlawschool.org under right, okay? And you go down to W-4 exempt instructions and package. This is, okay, this is all free information available here. Free yourself from income tax withholding, okay? Temporary measure to stop withholding now, okay? The instructions are on this page, okay? And then we're going to put the video on this page, by the way, guys. We're going to put a video on this page also pretty soon, okay? So follow the instruction on this page. It's all there. If you join Restore Freedom Plan, of course, we help you through the process completely anyways. But if you want, you can follow for free while I just showed you on my screen.
Okay. No, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, I think we have that's all the questions we have. Do we have any more? Folks, last chance. If we have a question, call number is 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Push 1. That will let me know that you have a question, and I will take your question now. Okay, we have only 720 caller, which already answered Bob's question. He's good. I think we have no more calls for tonight. All right. Let's see. There's an event coming up, a Ron Paul gathering reunion in Sarasota area, okay? But if you guys want to see me, I'm going to be at this event. Let me see if I can give you guys that information online. March 11th in Sarasota area, okay? Okay. I got to find that for you guys. And when next time I put it on the here, but yeah, that's coming up the 11th of March, Saturday, 12th, noon to later. There'll be this event. I got to get the website to you guys. Sorry, but don't have a right now to give you. But as soon as I can get that for you guys, I'll get a few so you guys can be at this event and meet me and other freedom seekers out there. Okay. And that's it. No more questions. All right, guys, listen. I believe in a live and let live world, a love and let love world. This is my way of helping you live free and be able to love others, my way. So, folks, share the love, share the truth with others. Text people our website. Tell them to watch it, listen to the 9-minute video on the ride to and from work or grocery shopping, whatever. Not in the home. They will not do it in their car. And then follow up, hey, did you check out the 9-minute video? What do you think? Is the guy wrong? Show me. Seems to be all per government's official legal websites. By the way, we will mail this to you as many as you like to pass out to people. Call us. We'll mail these brochures to you free. Okay, as many as you want. 813-444-4800, folks, okay? The whole brochure, as many as you like, will be sent you to free to pass out and share with other truth and freedom lovers out there, folks, okay? Get it out there, folks. Have fun. Have fun. I'm having fun. Hope you're having fun. So thank you for watching. I'll be back with you next Thursday night as well. Okay. So we should do some reports this Saturday. The challenge is, Marcus, is that we're going to have the presentation. Wait, Judith, you know what I'm saying? We got a presentation. You know, the raw material, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
That's true. Well, I'm just saying that. But I need you to remind him sometimes with a good fear. Can we work together, him and I?
Well, he knows.
I know. So you got that. You got a Popey also. You like Popey?
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, huh?
Lollipop's good, too.
Lollipop's good, too. They're all good. Yeah. And the dessert, too. What's that? Cream cheese? Cream cheese this morning, that one.
Oh, that's not cheesecake.
Cheesecake. You like cheesecakes. Ever try to hear me?